I found this poem in the March 30th edition of The New Yorker. It's called Obad, and it's by W.S. DePiro. Good morning to what's left and what has gone. No more of my dense cries and heavy songs about time's hardships, my mood, gunfights in schools, our murderous American sunshine. I want a looser grip, a sweeter lightness, and grace and mercy around us. Plainer talk, while my neighborhood's wild parrots squawk and flash their smart immigrant finery and acute green wings over treetops and roofs. And Jimmy starts his Tuesday, picking through trash bins. 15 years now, set your watch. Buongiorno too, you kestrel in the blue. Ignorant of tech, genius, and real estate, it's a happy day to begin happy days to come. My friends won't have to remind me to say thank you, excuse me, please, how nice. The glory of the casual and destined, last month's blue moon, the orbed orange shade of last week's eclipse. Good morning in the afternoon to the cranked-up cockatoo outside my cafe on my neighbor's shoulder, my constant strangers each day at 4 p.m. I love morning's unmenacing purpled beauty, its silvered extremities, how it tamps beginnings but cheers us through sunrise's slow ascending flannel blue. Say this, say that. This fair hour, we want to feel as hope as I write now, past midnight. I'm not waiting for day, but no, it's here, a California sun rising on our Americas, on school kids, gun nuts, nomads, and megachurch and gospel choirs that sing to heal the hearts of shopkeepers and cops, poets, snowplow drivers, unionists. I shout morning blessings on them, O world of chronic pain and tenderness. Dear day, protect me and our common. Sponsor us. The poem was Obad. It was by W.S. DePiro, and it was read by Victor Enns.